Hello, we are the new film show on Radio Karam. We are The Other Guys, a bunch of nerds who love films and theatre shows. I'm Jackson and this is Kieran.
Hi.
Good for you. And today we'll be talking about The Dark Knight Rises, Taken 2 and Men in Black 3. Now we're going to talk about The Dark Knight Rises. It was directed by Christopher Nolan and it stars Christian Bale, Tom Hardy, Gary Oldman, Morgan Freeman, Michael Caine, Marion Cotillard, and Anne Hathaway. The film is rated at M and runs for about 2 hours and 34 minutes. Kieran, what do you think of the film?
I think it's really good.
Do you? That's fantastic. Why?
Because it's just the whole Batman theme.
The whole Batman. It's just epic.
Yep.
As usual.
Yep.
I like the film because of all the action and the scenes where Bane, because Tom Hardy, who plays Bane, is just a killer at the role, and he's just fantastic. Kieran, how many stars do you give it?
3.
Why's that?
It's just, there was a little too much neck breaking.
Too much chatter. Too much neck breaking for the film.
Yeah, too much neck breaking. It's just like, I'm done with this guy. Crack.
Bane was too tough for you. I give it 4.5 stars. I really enjoyed it, but there was far less action than anticipated. Like when you see the trailer, for instance, it's all pretty much action, and the build up was pretty much just mainly action. About an hour and a half was just talking at the start, and where Christian Bale, who plays Batman, was just trying to get back into the role of Batman to protect Gotham City again, and it took an hour and a half just to get to that point where they started getting into action, and it was just too late in the film. The plot, it's obviously about Christian Bale as Batman, where it's been 8 years since the events of The Dark Knight, and Gotham City is in no need of Batman, and Batman is now an outlaw. Now, there's a new villain in town. It's Bane, played by Tom Hardy. He is fantastic at the role, and he just comes in and he wants to rid Gotham, like in Batman Begins. Batman is obviously not in his great shape, and Bane tries to destroy him.
Okay, well, we're going to be doing Taken 2. It was directed by Oliver McGaddon, and it stars Liam Neeson, Maggie Grace,
I can't pronounce that either. Famke.
Ray Darson and Savidja.
Yeah, that's if you can. And
it runs for 1 hour and 31 minutes and is rated M as well. And it's a pretty good movie. What about you, Jackson?
I think it's pretty good. There's a lot more. Even though there's still a lot of action going on, as in the previous movie Taken, it's more focused on family, family based issues. But there is still a lot of action, and it's based on it's actually a follow through of the original movie Taken in 2007.
Well, I give it 4 stars mainly because the camera is moving a lot and it's just everywhere all at once. And then what about you, Jackson?
I give it 4.5 stars. Like I said before, there's still a lot of action, but it's just mainly focused on Brian Mills' family. The plot about Taken 2 is actually a follow-through through the original film Taken, and where the cast is now, like Liam Neeson and Maggie Grace. The start of the movie deals with all the family issues that they have after the daughter was taken and Brian got her back. And then in another country, the father of a man who was murdered by Brian Mills seeks revenge with all the other brothers and fathers and grandfathers of the people they killed. And they seek revenge and take Liam Neeson, who is Brian Mills, and Maggie Grace. And the daughter has to fend off for herself with the help of Liam Neeson, who is Brian Mills. And now we're going to talk about Men in Black 3. Men in Black 3 is actually not a follow-through like Taken 2 or The Dark Knight Rises. It's actually like a one-off sequel of the previous Men in Black movies. Now, the plot is about this alien that Kay put away his young years in 1969 called Boris the Animal, and he breaks out of Lunamax in 2012 and seeks revenge for what Kay did to him in 1969. What happens is, through an invasion, Boris the Animal gets to kill Kay and erase him from time completely. So Jay ends up going back in time and seeking the help of Kay's younger self and trying to defeat the two versions of Boris the Animal. Now, the film stars Will Smith as Jay, Tommy Lee Jones as Kay, and Jermaine Clement as Boris the Animal. It's rated M and it goes for about an hour and 45 minutes. I think it's actually a great film. It's even though the first film was very, very dark, it was very enjoyable. The second film wasn't that good. I mean, I did enjoy it because I enjoy all sort of things. And the third film, I just thought it was outstanding. It was fantastic because of what happens in the film. I gave it 4.3 stars because I loved it. It was action-packed and it actually closes up on the storyline throughout all three movies. Thanks for tuning into the show. We'll see you in a fortnight.
Goodbye.
Goodbye from the other guys.